It's 7 a.m. at the Yaoundé City Hall. The 2013 edition of the National Science and Innovation Expo has just opened. A man is making an announcement over the public address system. Government officials, scientists, and a curious public are all here to discover the work of the country's top researchers. There is much to see. Pest-resistant cocoa, a beverage made from oil palm sap, solar panels, energy-saving stoves. There is even medicine made from roots and bags, and a locally manufactured brick-making machine. But it's 1017 that has caught most people's attention. It belongs to the state-run Institute of Agricultural Research and Development, IRAD. Over the past years, the Institute has been working on a new and improved rice variety that can grow on dry land and produce much more than other varieties. Today, it is on exhibition and has been named Nerica. The researchers say it is going to completely change rice production in Cameroon and Africa. Nerica takes only 3 months from when it is planted to when it is harvested. Because its roots do not sink deep, it can grow on dry ground. There is no need for irrigation because Cameroon's abundant rainfall is enough. Standing only 60 to 70 centimeters tall, Nerica is also easier to harvest compared to other varieties that can be more than 1 meter tall. Madeline Aku works at the rice unit of IRAD and has been explaining the breakthrough to visitors ever since the expo opened. She says the rice variety can adapt to any ecological condition and easily integrates existing planting seasons and practices.
Les avantages que nous avons avec le riz pluvial, donc déjà le moins de travail parce qu'on ne l'arrose pas.
Akua says its advantages are that it requires little work and there is no need for irrigation in the rainy season. It can be cultivated in the same way that corn is cultivated. If you plant in August, you can begin harvesting in November and December.
A moins de problèmes pour l'entretien du champ.
IRAD did not invent Nerica, which is a crossbreeding of African and Asian species. Initial research was conducted by the Africa Rice Center, formerly the West African Rice Development Association, based in the Benin Republic. The first seeds were planted in 1996. Since then, governments and research institutions across the continent have been pushing for its adoption by African farmers. What the developers consider exciting is the fact that it can yield up to 4 tons of high-quality rice per hectare. This is significant for Cameroon, which is a net importer of rice. Local production accounts for less than 40% of the national need. In 2011, it imported more than 550,000 metric tons of rice at 145 billion francs CFA or $90 million. By mid-2012, it had already purchased from abroad an estimated 366,000 tons. Authorities expected that even more rice will be imported this year due to the growing demand, estimated at 650,000 metric tons annually. Many attempts have been made to raise local production. In June, Japan pledged to fund the mechanization of small-scale rice production for roughly 100 million francs CFA, about $200,000. The World Bank has also announced a $108 million project, which includes reopening rice farms in northern Cameroon. Meantime, a Chinese company is growing rice in Cameroon for both the local market and for its own markets. But at the food section at the Yaoundé Central Market, just a stone throw from the city hall, it is hard to find locally grown rice. At a wholesale shop, there are more than 100 sacks piled at the far end. There is Thai rice, Chinese rice, Indonesian rice, Brazilian rice, but not a single sack of Cameroonian rice. Akua says the challenge for IRAD is to encourage Cameroonian growers to adopt Nerica.
L'IRAD maintenant voudrait vulgariser cette culture du riz de telle manière que le paysan camerounais, même le plus moyen, puisse produire ne serait-ce que pour l'autoconsommation.
She says IRAD wants every Cameroonian to grow rice because it is rich in oil and fiber and has not been significantly modified like imported Asian rice.
Le riz produit au Cameroun.
She says imported rice contains a lot of additives and lacks many essential nutrients. Rice produced in Cameroon is more nutritious, firstly because its oil and fiber are not extracted.
Et puis, il est prêt à consommer. Il n'a pas subi beaucoup de modifications, telles que l'extrait d'huile, l'extrait des fibres.
But increasing local production could take a long time. Only 63,000 metric tons of rice was domestically milled in 2012, down from 85,000 in 2011. This year, the forecast is a dismal 70,000 metric tons. For VOA Africa, I am Eugene Fongwa in Yaoundé, Cameroon.